We're back here on In Focus, here on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples, Dave Lewis, chatting here today with Cheryl Collins, Riley County Historical Museum Director. Kansas Day coming up January 29th, and Kansas is going to be celebrating its 158th birthday then. And we're discussing famous Riley Countyans now, and we've got some more quizzing to do here. We'll see if we can get these right.
Okay. All right. All right. I'm ready. I've got another famous Kansan with Riley County connections as well to talk about. But okay. Let's continue with the quiz.
Well, this person was born April 17th, 1887 at Parkerville, Kansas.
Parkerville.
Parkerville.
Okay.
He died April 9th, 1976 at Bethesda Naval Hospital, and he's buried in Arlington National Cemetery. He's a grandson of Governor Nehemiah Green. His mother was the first secretary of the Riley County Historical Society. He graduated from Kansas State Agriculture College and then went on to West Point, where he graduated first in his 1908 class. He was chief engineer of the Alaska Road Commission, 1910 to 1915, and a road in Alaska is named for him.
I know all the roads in Alaska, by the way, so this is a gimme.
Yeah, this one, I will say, is a little obscure, but he is an important guy. He was governor of the Panama Canal Zone, 1940 to 1944, and he oversaw the extensive remodeling of the White House under President Truman.
Really?
Yes, which I think is a really interesting piece of his resume. Any guesses?
No.
Not a clue.
This is Major General Glenn Edgerton.
Edgerton.
Yes.
Okay. I have a Panama Canal connection. I don't think I've ever shared this with you. But it was my grandfather's great uncle, General George Guffels, who was the designer of the lock system at the Panama Canal and oversaw all of that.
That's interesting. Have you ever gone through the Panama?
No, that's really high on my bucket list.
Yes. That
really, really high on my bucket list.
It's kind of on my bucket list too. It's really kind of an achievement of engineering.
I was working a bat mitzvah several years ago. It may be, 15, 20 years ago or so. I remember it was at the Wareham. The guy came up to me, or I sat down, with him, and they were from New York, and he says, are you Jewish? And I said, no, I'm not. He said, well, how can a man with a name Lewis not be Jewish? I said, well, Lewis isn't my real last name. Most listeners know that my last name is Guffels. And I told him, I said, David Guffels. And he goes, well, that's a very famous name. That's a very important name. I did not know this, but there's a bridge in New Jersey, the George Guffels Bridge.
Wow.
And it's recently gone through some renovation. But I mean, that just totally blew me away when I heard that.
So, yeah, definitely. You'll have to visit it.
My bucket list keeps getting bigger, and my time frame to accomplishing all this seems to get narrower.
I know
there's somebody else that needs to be on your list. He's still alive. And he lives in Manhattan, Kansas. He was born March 1st, 1942 in Kansas City. He's a retired four-star general of the United States Air Force who was the 15th chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Yes, definitely.
If you paid attention to what was going on during the Gulf War, you became
definitely
very familiar with,
yes,
with Richard,
yes,
Myers.
Well, Manhattan is very fortunate in that lots of folks that come in for K-State and folks that come in from Fort Riley, you see them on the national stage and other roles in life.
Yeah.
So it
he
really
was just
is
in a, what, last week? Was it last Monday? It was great to have him in here, obviously. So
definitely.
He is, wow.
Well,
he's an amazing man. Absolutely one of the most amazing people that I've ever known.
And when you're talking about Manhattan Junction City, just saying they're a general doesn't narrow it down that much.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. By the way, there's somebody else that we haven't talked about yet, and he's one of my favorite Kansans to talk about, and that's Doc Brinkley.
Oh, yes. Well, and of course, he has direct connections with Manhattan because his radio station was downtown for a while.
Then the transmitter moved to Milford.
Yeah.
If I think. And if you're not familiar with that story, Brandon, you need that is an amazing radio story and from a lot of different perspectives, not just radio, but health and politics.
Many. Oh, he was cutting edge with radio advertising.
Yes.
Cutting edge.
Yeah.
Alton Lee, again, the retired historian, lives here in Manhattan, has a wonderful book about Doc Brinkley, and that's at the public library as well.
And I don't know if you were privy to this discussion or not, but in the past, there's been talk about a Doc Brinkley movie.
Oh.
With Robert Downey Jr. in
He would be perfect, don't you think?
I think
he would be great.
Oh, I can't think of anybody better.
I would just,
I haven't heard anything about that. If there's been an update on that, but there's some folks up at K-State that we've had in to talk about
that. Well, my grandparents lived at Milford, and so they knew Doc Brinkley well. And in fact, my grandpa's best friend was the goat herder that took care of Doc Brinkley's goats.
He was the supplier?
Yes. I wish I would have thought about that when I could have asked him questions.
Oops, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Yeah, I'm sitting here thinking, there's all kinds of names that you can, you can apply there. Lots of terms you can apply there. That's funny. That's funny. All right.
All right, next one on our quiz here. And you'll probably get this one, Dave. She was born October 19th, 1934 in Sweden. She died April 29th, 1970 in Hollywood, California. She came to Kansas in 1944. She appeared in at least 15 movies beginning in 1957. And perhaps her most famous role was her television role as the Farmer's Daughter, 1963 to 1966.
Oh, I'm drawing a blank. I should know this, right?
Yeah, Inger Stensland, and then later Inger Stevens.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah. She went, her stage name was Stevens, but her real name
was Stensland. I remember I was talking about it some other time.
And you know, one of the things I think is really interesting is when she went to Manhattan High, of course. Mm-hmm. My understanding is that her thespian partner for the contest that they did was Del Close.
Really?
Now, Del
and there's
Close,
there's another one highly
absolutely.
Influential in the world of comedy in Second City. Yes. Del Close, I mean his
and the inventor
tree,
of long form improv.
Yeah, his coach. I mean his comedy tree includes the likes of Bill Murray.
Yes,
and Bill was here.
Yes,
Help induct him into the Manhattan High Hall of Fame. Gosh, you know Dan Aykroyd. Everybody that's been through Second City, he had a hand in, and that's. That's an unsung hero.
I think about him every time I drive down Points Avenue and go by his old house. There's a couple of great books about him at the public library. Johnson, I think, is the author of one of them that's terrific.
Hmm.
Well, I think we got time for maybe one more here.
One more.
Okay.
So,
well,
what'd you pick?
He was born September 12, 1841, in Massachusetts. He died November 7, 1864, at Olathe, Kansas. His family came to Manhattan in 1857. His father was a cattle buyer and mayor of Manhattan in 1864. A Kansas county is named in his honor.
Hmm.
I'll give you a hint. It's a way, way western Kansas county.
Sherman.
Nope.
Gove.
Correct.
Gove.
Grenville Llewellyn Gove, and he went by Lou Gove.
Lou Gove.
That
sounds like an old baseball player name or something, you know?
Well, he actually died of disease. He had a fever, went into battle, and died because of the illness. And this, of course, was 1864. And his father was mayor when he died, and he's buried in Sunset Cemetery, and his mother, I believe, is buried there, and his stepmother is. The father lost his son to the war, his second wife, and his new baby all within the span of 1 year, and they're all buried up at Sunset Cemetery. But I think maybe the father is not, because he was a cattle buyer and he went to Missouri and was selling some cattle. He stood too close to the end of a train and the train jumped forward unexpectedly and hit him and killed him when he was out doing his cattle buying. So he didn't last too much longer after his son.
This has been delightful. Thank you for showing me how much I don't know.
Well, I get that practically every day, how much I don't know.
Awesome. Well, appreciate you coming out here, Cheryl. Again, Kansas Day, January 29th. Mark your calendar. We'll have more in focus coming up after this. News Radio KMAN.